Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, my boy, back to back, the baby-faced assassin, William Byron. Can you imagine? William Byron sounds like the real name of Jesse James or somebody like that, doesn't he?
Well, it's funny because I can't remember exactly if you or I took a hard stance on his ability to win back-to-back. I know we brought it up, and I know I had a little bit of a laugh because you asked me if I thought he would have won it last year, and I said I had no idea who he was last year. So clearly this kid can run at Daytona. And we know guys in the past that could run at Daytona that figured out a way to run elsewhere that turned right into legends. And so William Byron may end up on the Mount Rushmore of NASCAR Hall of Famers.
Hey, he can drive, man. Yeah. I mean, and NASCAR needs some superstars. All those green kids were just wrecking left and right.
Well, that's the thing. When you do such a turnover of talent and you bring in these new faces, they still got to learn how to race. They got to learn how to race with the big boys. And so we may just be in one of those times when people are learning to race, and soon it'll be incredible racing again.
Yeah, well, they think that rubbing paint means flipping cars. I mean, it's like, come on. I mean, these guys are airborne all the time and wrecking like left. I mean, it's like, I'd hate to be an owner of these green kids because it's costing you a lot of money.
I'm here for it, man. Nobody ever said, I hope there's no wrecks at this race.
Well, that's why they go for the big one. Yeah. They go to the 500 and Talladega. They want to see the big one.
Yes,
and
sir.
They all day long, they saw a big one.
All right, man. Well, we're going to get into NASCAR. We're going to get into the NFL, Major League Baseball, WWE, and Jabronis of the Week, which I will say, Eddie, I'm bringing the subject up in one of the segments before because I couldn't disagree with you more on your choice for Jabronis of the Week. I'll see if I can't get you to change it. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind, you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, that 500, Ben, I thought it would never end or get started. You know, that's the problem. They rain for 76 laps, and then all of a sudden, boom, rain. You know, the problem is they need to go back to the way Bill France and his father set up the times for NASCAR. They set it up for 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Not 1:30, not 2:30, 1 o'clock. That's when you drop the green flag. Now, all of a sudden, you know, I can remember Bill France telling me, when I was producing Kids in Motorsports, I'll never forget this. He said, I've told these son of a guns, and he didn't say it like that, here at NASCAR, don't you ever let television networks dictate anything with NASCAR. They need us. We don't need them.
Well, unfortunately, he has passed, and they did not take that advice. And if you want to ask if that was right or not, you can look at what's happening now in so many ways. Bill France probably would have never liked this overtime, this finishing races.
Oh, he would never allow that to happen.
Yeah, you race and you win. You don't race and then you got to give everybody a shot at the end because something, you go
well,
under
that's
caution.
That woke crap. That's how come all of my guys that really love NASCAR just walking away from it. It's like every driver's got to get a trophy.
Yeah.
I mean, that crap doesn't work in real life. You finally got a president who really says, you earned it on merit.
Yes.
And winning the race, you win the race by getting the checker flag. Not by finishing 25th.
And listen, sorry, if someone wrecks with two laps to go, the guy in the lead wins. Sorry. That's
you know
the way
what?
It
that's
is.
Called, that's called racing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really, if they were real racers, they would say someone wrecked. We're going to finish this thing full speed and avoid the wreck. But that's more dangerous. I understand not trying to be dangerous. But if the guy when the guy's leading and there's a crash with two laps to go, then it's over. And if you want to make the argument, well, if a guy's on the lead, one of his teammates can wreck somebody and he wins by default, then stop with the teams. Let every driver have one sponsor and enough with the team crap. We don't need teams in racing. It's a one man, one car, one owner, one mechanic sport, one spotter sport. Leave it as it is.
Well, they've always had teams, but you know something? The difference in the mentality is with 10 to go, everybody's going for the checkered flag.
I don't think they've always had had multiple guys running for the same owner.
Oh, yeah. And always.
I mean, and helping each other out. Yeah, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They've always done that.
All right. Well, I think
you know, when you look at NASCAR, it's always certain teams that have all the great drivers because they have all the money.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why you see the Hendricks, and you see, he dominates racing.
Yeah. Hey, if you
you don't see the Wood brothers, who are really, really hardcore NASCAR people. I'm not saying Hendrick isn't; he is. But I mean, money buys you a lot of privilege, and that's what that buys you in NASCAR. It's like the wine guy who used to have Earnhardt. Now his son is driving the number three. He's got money.
If you want to dominate in life, go over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com.
Well, I can guarantee those NASCAR drivers were saying, I hope this seat is durable for this long haul. Well, it's like, you know, so many of the good drivers and the great drivers were second generation drivers. I mean, look at Ryan Blaney. He's a second generation. I mean, he's a perfect guy for NASCAR. Second generation. You know, his daddy drove. You know, he's like the Paddies. That was a great name until they got to Kyle, and Kyle couldn't drive.
Yeah.
Elliot, all he could do is run his mouth.
Elliot's a racing name. Chase Elliott,
just like his daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, he can race.
There's only one Byron, though, and he won the rainy, slick Daytona 500 back to back. Now he's he'll always have that, man. You win Daytona, people remember your name. You win it twice in a row, and they definitely remember your name. Hey, I wanted to jump over, Eddie, because I want to change your mind on this a little bit, because the hockey has gone away from their all-star game, which, at first, I thought, I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm still a little bit rough on it because they don't have Russia playing. I get it that Russia's in a war. I get it that it's a political football that people are throwing back and forth. But these Russian players are all playing in the NHL. So I don't understand why there can't be a Team Russia playing in the Four Nations. Finland and Sweden have...
Well, they got no more money, man.
No, then and NHL's
they have to
playing.
Get one of those Russian guys out of the NHL to fund them.
The NHL's paying for it. It's the NHL All-Star Game is basically what it is. The NHL's paying for it. They're fielding the teams. They're doing it all. And by the way, it has been phenomenally fun. The unfortunate thing, though, is that Canada and the United States are leaps and bounds better than Finland and Sweden, who have done very well. They've both stepped up and either beaten or taken a team to overtime, one of these top two teams, the USA and Canada. But because of the way politics are going here, and because the president of the United States has started referring to Canada as potentially the 51st state, and he refers to their prime minister as the governor all the time now, Canadians have not taken kindly to that. So the first
their prime minister wears a skirt.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me to find that out.
The but damn Trudeau, he's a freak, man.
Yeah,
and all them Trudeaus were freaks. How they elected that idiot, they deserve him.
Yeah, I listen.
And I love Canada. I made a lot of money in Toronto and all over Canada. And you know, but voting. I don't know. You need to vote for a real guy.
And the funny thing to me is that one of the best Canadian politicians of all time was a crackhead, but at least he governed well. This isn't a politics right. show. I just brought that up to say the first round of games were played in Montreal, and the fans in Montreal booed the U.S. national anthem. The first game it happened, and the players on Team USA were very upset about the fact that it happened, and the Tkachuk brothers, Brady and Matthew, were extremely upset by it. So, of course, the second round also played in Montreal. This has been in the news. It's in the zeitgeist. And the fans in Montreal boo the United States national anthem again. And in hockey, there are two ways to step up and prove yourself. One is to win the game, which, proud American here, America, United States of America won the game, the first game against USA and Canada. But also, the other way is you drop your gloves and you get into a fist fight. And the Tkachuk brothers decided that they were going to, for our national pride and national anthem, drop the gloves right on the puck drop and fight the Canadians. And this is something that gets talked about. You walk up and you say you want to go to the guy across from you. And if he says yes, you drop the gloves, you fight. Matthew Tkachuk goes up for the faceoff. Asks the guy if he wants to go. Guy says yes. They drop the puck. The gloves are off. They fight. That was a good hockey fight. They stayed on their feet for a long time. Punches were thrown. It was 50-50. I wouldn't call a winner out of that one. And then, so that's over. They both get their 5 for fighting. They're in the penalty box. So they go to drop the puck again, and Brady Tkachuk has asked if the guy across from him would like to be his Huckleberry, and they fight. It was a short fight. Brady, I think, won that fight, even though he got taken down in the end. He threw the better punches, and then they finally get the puck dropped, and it moves up the ice, and it gets near the Canadian goal, and JT Miller is in front jawing with one of their defensemen, and this, Eddie, was almost a joke of a fight, because the Canadian defenseman is like 6'5", and JT Miller is 6'1" in skates. So it looked like a massive human fighting a small human, but he held his own. So 3 fights in the first 9 seconds to show those Canadians that if you're going to boo our anthem, we are going to fight your players.
You know something about them Frenchy Polyvoo de Francais guys? Let me tell you something. They boo Canada, and they live in Canada.
Yeah.
And so, you know something? You should have whipped their ass. You know, if it wasn't for America, those guys would be speaking German right now. They'd be, you know, and these old Frenchmen are a bunch of little whack jobs anyway. You know, they're weird dudes, man. They're really weird.
All right, man. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World. All over the world.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with my good friend, the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I'm just wondering, are the Vikings going to cough up $41 million to franchise tag Sam Darnold?
If I'm them, I do. And they've got a problem at quarterback now because J.J. McCarthy most likely going to be healthy next season. They've got Darnold. They've got Jones. Sam Darnold, is he a $41 million quarterback? I don't know. But, man, do you roll the dice and have him go somewhere else and look good and J.J. McCarthy not pan out or get injured again and end up with Daniel Jones?
Well, J.J. McCarthy's not ready, number one. I mean, you're not going to say – what did he learn last year? Nothing. He was rehabbing.
Yeah.
I mean, so are you going to turn your whole franchise over to JJ? He's not ready.
The thing is that there's an argument to be made that Sam Darnold isn't a great quarterback.
He won 14 games in the quarterback position last year.
Russell
Wilson didn't do crap in Pittsburgh.
I know, because he was in a system that worked for the quarterback. And when he left, Geno Smith stepped into that same system. I know, under a different coach, same system, and was very successful as well in Seattle. So I wonder if the Vikings aren't wondering, do we take a chance on McCarthy, or even do we hand the reins over to Daniel Jones and let him sit behind Daniel Jones next season and see if Daniel Jones can't be just as successful in the season, in this offense, as Sam Darnold was?
Well, here's what I'd do. If I'm Sam Darnold, I'd tell y'all to kiss my ass. I'm going to go to the highest bidder, and I'm going to put myself out there, and I'm going to go do what's best for me. I'm not going to sit back and wonder that if I sign a franchise tag with you, that I got to wonder, is this backup quarterback now, JJ, your number one guy, you're waiting to me to groom him to take my job? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what's best for me as a player. If I'm Sam Darnold, I'm going to take my ass somewhere else that wants me.
Well,
period.
If the Vikings use their franchise tag on him, they want him. And so he will be a Viking unless he sits out a year, which Sam Darnold is not going to sit out.
No, he's
going to
take the $41 million. You'd be an idiot not to take the $41 million and say thank you. And then the next year, you have a hell of a year. Then the next year, get signed somewhere else.
Yep. Zach Bond, the Eagles. Ooh, he's a
great, he's really good.
Yeah, that would be a tough loss for them. Also a potential franchise tag. So the Eagles want to keep that team together, I know, and he's a big part of it. T. Higgins with the Bengals, he goes into free agency.
I believe they're gonna slap a franchise tag on him if they can't work a contract. Because Burrow does not want him to go.
They have multiple great receivers in Cincinnati, and I think that may be a problem for him. I think it might be time to let one of these guys go, and T. Higgins is first up for the opportunity to get away. And
well, you better get something for him.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes addition by subtraction. You know, you let T. Higgins walk in free agency. You use that money to pay some guys to block for Burrow. And I think things could go really well. They're on the verge of spending too much money on offensive weapons. And you and I both know what happens when you do that. You end up...
Yeah, there's only one football.
Yeah, you end up getting smoked by the Eagles in the Super Bowl. So the Bengals would be wise, if not T. Higgins, they do need to definitely decide which offensive weapons they're not going to pay big money, because that's a recipe for disaster. Trey Smith from the Chiefs, also a big name free agent going into this season. He'll be a Chief next year.
Well, you hope so. I mean, the Chiefs, I would look at this guy and say, really, how well did you protect Mahomes in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's going to decide your worth. Because if you can't protect in the Super Bowl and the playoffs, I don't want you during the regular season. I'll find somebody else who can do that.
Yeah.
For a hell of a lot cheaper. And that's the way I would... I'm sure Andy Reid's looking at that.
Chris Godwin with the Bucs, definitely going to be re-signing with the Bucs. Injury riddle.
So?
Yeah.
He got hurt, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, when I saw Godwin, great receiver.
Yes.
But, you know, he's hurt. He's hurt too much.
He's their best receiver, and he will definitely, he's the life
sure
of that.
13's not their best receiver?
Mike Evans is 47,000 years old. Chris Godwin is.
Yeah, but you know, you say that about people. You said that about Andy Dalton, and look what Andy Dalton did. They were playing nobody, and nobody cared about the Panthers.
Yeah.
They didn't care about covering the bunch of nobodies they got.
Yes. Good for Andy Dalton. I'm glad that he will be such a successful quarterback with the Carolina Panthers.
Returns to the Carolina Panthers.
Chris Godwin is the best wide receiver the Bucs have. They will definitely re-sign him. They'll hopefully keep Mike Evans around too. That has been a recipe for success for a very long time in Tampa. They've got their QB in Baker Mayfield, and they can make another run at it. They just got to fill holes, that Tampa team. Maybe get an offensive lineman, some secondary help, and that team is a contender. Nick Bolton.
Well, you're talking about filling holes. You look at the world champion Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Josh Sweat. He had a hell of a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Then you got Milton Williams, the defensive line. Those guys are the core
yes.
of the Eagles.
The Eagles, though, have drafted linemen well. And they
from the University of Georgia.
So I say, you know, offer them a contract that is team friendly. And if they don't want it, let them walk, man. I really feel like on the defensive side, they've done really well. And I think those two guys, most likely, if they want to win, they're going to stay in Philadelphia. Their world champs, which we've seen this happen a million times before. Guys win a World Series with a team. They get a name off of it. They go out. They get paid a lot of money, and then they disappear into ether, and that could potentially right. be happening. The next,
well, you know, there's a talk on the street, as they say, about Matthew Stafford. The Rams may try to get rid of him. Well, I'm going, okay, well, there's a lot of teams that'll jump all over that guy. I mean, he was one game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford is an enigma to me. I don't really understand it. He was a decent quarterback in Detroit. He moved over to that LA Rams team who...
And won a Super Bowl first year.
That you could say that he won it, but the reality of it is that defense won it. They had an incredible defense with the Hall of Fame.
Hey, who was a quarterback? I don't give a damn about the defense. Who was a quarterback? Matthew Stafford.
Who was the quarterback of the 86 Bears?
Jim McMahon.
You think he's a Hall of Famer?
He ain't no Matthew Stafford either.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he is a Matthew Stafford.
No.
Yes.
McMahon doesn't even have near the yardage Matthew Stafford has.
Hey.
Matthew Stafford is a legit badass. And let me tell you something. There's so many teams that jump all over Matthew Stafford. Oh, my goodness.
I'm interested to see where he ends up. Aaron Rodgers. What is going to happen
well, that's
here?
That's the one. Let me tell you. They were talking about if the Rams got rid of Matthew Stafford, right? The perfect place for Aaron Rodgers would be going in to McVay with the Rams. And McVay, he's already got everything in place. And they'll just tell Aaron Rodgers, hey, you just need to keep your mouth shut. You, we respect you as a future Hall of Famer. You do your job as a quarterback, and we'll do all the hiring, and we'll get the people who you'll throw to. You're not. I'm not going to get all this guy, that guy, like he did with the Jets. He screwed up everything.
He did not.
You got to tell guys. Let me tell you something. You got to tell guys that are quarterbacks and other people, hey, look, this is my team. I'm the head coach. You're the quarterback. And they didn't do that in New York, and look what happened.
Well, they did do that in New England and watch their quarterback take a walk and go to Tampa Bay and win another Super Bowl, and New England hasn't sniffed one since.
Yeah, but after he won them six, seven Super Bowls, he won six Super Bowls before he left.
Yeah, he left.
Let me tell you something. I still believe that he left. Him and Belichick are real close.
Uh-huh.
I still believe that there was something going on with the owner and his family and Belichick and Tom Brady. And that made him, he ran. I mean, he didn't walk, he ran.
I think they were talking about the fact that he was too old and he thought he still had some in the tank. And they probably said,
he proved it.
I know. Well, they probably said to him, we'll give you this much money. And Tom Brady said, I don't get out of bed for that much money. And they said, well, take it or leave it. And he left it. And
he said, bye bye.
Listen, I cannot blame the Jets being ridiculous on Aaron Rodgers, because the Jets are ridiculous, and it was ridiculous.
Well, they're sad. That's a sad joke.
It sucks that he tore his Achilles his first game with the Jets, and so the whole experiment kind of blew up, and then all of a sudden, yeah, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers running his mouth and going on McAfee. He's been doing that for years. Has he always been a beloved?
I mean, why would you even bother? I would love a quarterback of mine going on Pat McAfee's show or mouthing off or anybody else. Hey, say what you want to say, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, bottom line is, it's your ass behind that center every Sunday.
Yeah.
It's not me. Say what you want to say. I want you to say what you want to say.
Well,
I mean, don't put a – and that's what the Jets wanted to do, muffle a winner. Let him be a winner like he always was. But you try to muffle him, and that Aaron Glenn. I don't think Aaron Glenn's going to do that great with the New York Jets. I don't like his attitude. Is he a player's player? What's a player's player? A player's head coach makes players win.
Yes.
That's what they do.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale, so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or Kohl's.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
What do you think? Major League Baseball's starting to kick off, man. I love it. I feel it in my bones, man. You know, I'm a baseball guy anyway, and I just love it. Hey, what do you think the six most riskiest contracts were on the offseason?
I'll tell you this much. I know what's not risky, and that's going over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com. And the riskiest contract of this offseason is Max Scherzer to the Toronto Blue Jays. He's not even on this list, but they paid the old man, and if he's got anything left in that arm, he will be a great mentor for the young pitchers in Toronto.
That's how come Trump wants them as a state, because they paid Max that kind of money. Why? It's Canadian money. It's no good anyway.
I feel bad for, I know a lot of Toronto Blue Jays fans, and I feel really bad for them because they're in a really weird place, because the same argument could be made for California and New York and Illinois. The taxes that you pay on the amount of money you get paid on a contract is ridiculous, but I feel like there's some way to hide it in the United States where they don't have that option in Toronto. The weather.
Well, here's what you do when you work in Canada. You do what we used to do as professional wrestlers. You pay me American money.
Yes. Well, yeah, they do.
Coming.
They do.
How about that? I'm not going to take those goofy looking bills you got here handing out.
That's loonies
like,
and toonies.
Monopoly money.
You're not taking loonies and toonies.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't do that. You give me the old greenbacks, you know?
They do.
And a whole stack of them.
They do pay these players in American money, but they tax it in Canadian percentages. So you pay.
Well, which is ridiculous. That's yes. How come they got in, they got no money.
Yeah.
You know, they kill the people that work up there. Oh, my God. The taxes are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you would swear they got a king.
They do. His name's Charles. He lives across a pond. The Luis Severino, this is a kid who is a daunting starter, but has never really put together more than one season or even an entire season of great success. And he got a 3-year, $67 million contract.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's
stupid.
With pitchers, though, Eddie, you never know. This guy, changes of scenery are so incredible for pitchers. You see these guys that are middling for teams that move to a new team, and all of a sudden they got there for a reason. These guys all right. Throw heat, or they can.
Well, you wouldn't be in the major leagues unless you're good.
Yes.
I can just tell you that. And, you know, so far he hasn't showed that he needs to stay in the major leagues.
Yeah. But he's been injured a lot.
He doesn't need to worry about it. He's got $67 million now to worry about it.
Willie Adames to the Giants, 7 years, $182 million. That's an overpay, but the Giants are trying to win now. They're trying to bring in guys and win now.
That costs you about that much to live in San Francisco now. You just came from there, you know.
It was beautiful, Eddie. There were police officers in San Francisco. It was such a foreign sight to me. I got there.
Because you were with the NBA.
I've only been there with the NBA. It's not. They're fixing San Francisco. It was a beautiful thing to see. Beautiful city. I could walk around and feel safe.
To love San Francisco. It's a beautiful place.
It's coming back. I'm so happy for our buddies at Sports Byline. Yeah.
And our network is in San Francisco.
Yes. I was so excited for them. I was staying right around the corner from them. If I had had time, I would have dropped in on them, but I didn't have any time. But it was nice to go up there, and I went up to Haight-Ashbury and did some bar hopping, and it's clean and safe again. There's still parts that you don't want to be in the middle of the night walking around, but it's getting smaller, and they're shrinking the bad parts, and the parts that you want to go to are looking very beautiful again. Congratulations, San Francisco.
Did you eat good at the pier?
Oh, I ate extremely well the entire time I was there. I went to one of the best Mexican restaurants I've ever been to. I'm not good at remembering names, but it was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was fantastic. I had great meals the entire time I was there. Had a great time. Was beautiful. It's a beautiful new arena, the Chase Center. That area is great. And congratulations, San Francisco. You figured something out. It's clean, and I'm happy that you now have Willie Adames coming up there to play some infield for you. Max Fried to the Yankees, 8 years, $218 million.
He'll be living it up in New York. You're talking about eating good?
Yeah.
He'll be eating real good in New York for that kind of money.
Yeah, I haven't seen New York since October. I don't know if they figured out anything or not, but...
They're trying.
Yeah, that's all it takes. All I got to do is try.
They wanted me. I was supposed to fly there about a week ago. And they said, hey, Ed, come on up. You know, we're going to have some meetings. I said, no, you just Zoom me. you got too many... you can't get a hotel room right now because they all got illegal aliens in them.
Yeah.
Come on. I know. Really?
Well, I had to stay in Yonkers and drive into the Bronx. But Max Fried.
That's bad enough, right? Well, Yonkers is not bad, though.
No, Yonkers was great. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Max Fried with the Yankees, that's a great signing. 8 years, $218 million for a guy his age. Could be a risky contract. They probably, you know what, though? It's the Yankees. They don't care if they get 8 years out of this guy. They only want one or two, and they want to win a World Series. And
then they'll unload him.
Yeah. It's Yankees have money falling out of their pockets, and some of it fell his way. Bregman, after all of the where.
You remember what I said a long time ago. He would be great with the Red Sox because of the short porch.
Yeah.
With the monster.
Yep. Well, we'll find out.
He got less money messing around and not taking the money from the Astros. I'd fire that agent of his.
Is Scott Boras his agent? Because that seems to be something.
I don't know. I'd have to look. But I guarantee you, what an idiot.
Yeah.
And he turned down a whole bunch. And it's a hell of a lot better living in Houston, Texas, with no state tax than it is in Massachusetts.
Boston's a great city, man. I don't know.
Yeah, but you pay.
You
it's
definitely
like New
do.
York.
Yeah.
You know, you pay to live in a city like that.
Yeah. 3 years.
I know I lived in Manhattan.
Yep.
For many years, and boy, did I pay.
I'm pretty sure he can get a nice apartment in the North End with his $40 million a year for the Red Sox. The Red Sox are, it's weird to me. I don't know what the Red Sox are going to be this year. Are they going to be good? Are they going to not be good? I have no idea what's going to go on with the Red Sox. I just don't understand some of the decisions they've made. I don't know their farm system that well. I don't know what's going to happen up there, but Alex Bregman will definitely be an upgrade. What's up?
You used to say farm system meant something.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does.
It really does it. Because when you look at the overall picture, it really does it because they go and they get these free agents from everybody and pluck them in, put them in here and there.
Yeah.
And you got guys, and let me say, I guarantee they got guys in AAA that could really bring some juice to the Red Sox or anybody.
Yeah.
But they never get the shot because they sign a Bregman. Well, at least Boston's got another good-looking woman in it, I guarantee you.
They do, actually, though. Farm systems mean a lot.
Bregman's
because
wife is beautiful.
Because a lot of these guys that move teams by trade, and you trade farm systems, and the teams that are down get a few kids that are a couple years out, and then those are your next stars. The Los Angeles Dodgers are a team that have brought in every big free agent for the last few years, for the most part, but they still have kids they brought up through their farm system, especially pitching wise, that are going to be very important to that team. And they brought in a reliever in Tanner Scott, 4 years, $72 million. So funny. Relievers. He's not going to be their closer, but 4 years, $72 million for a relief pitcher. Good for you.
They're
buddy.
Like printing money in LA.
Yeah. You have.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't know where you got this list, but you have the number one riskiest contract, Juan Soto, to the Mets for 15 years. Soto.
I see where they listed stuff like that. Yeah. It is risky.
It's.
I mean, when you pay a guy $765 million for 15 years.
Yeah.
Hell, you're not going to ever see 15 years out of this guy.
Well,
ever.
Well, I mean, he will be 41 at the end of those 15 years. So I'd say that you could potentially see he's going to be a DH by the end of his career anyway. And you can play easily to 41 as a DH. And this guy's not known for his defense. He's terrible defensively, but he can hit. And that's all they want. And the only risk that the Mets have run by signing Juan Soto to a 15-year, $765 million contract is they have risked themselves winning at least one World Series in the next 15 years.
I bet you they got an insurance policy on that $765.
Yeah, they put Lloyds of London. Lloyds of London has his bat. Juan Soto's bat is covered by Lloyds of London. Hey, we're running out of time here.
The Mets is, as we would say in New York, the Mets' ass is covered by Lloyds of London.
Yes.
For the 765, believe me.
Hey, WrestleMania is coming up. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, who you got?
That's going to be on one of the nights. I don't know if it'll be a main event or close to it. But Roman Reigns is going to destroy him. And as well as Roman Reigns is a great athlete.
Yeah.
That's a Sika. Of Aflin Sika of the Wild Samoan Son. Great, great athlete. Roman Reigns is one of the greatest of all time. I really like Roman a lot. Great human being, too.
Rhea Ripley, who she got?
Boy, I don't know. Rhea's been banged up. I don't know who she's going to, in Mania, I don't know yet if she's going to make it.
Well, Tiffany.
I know she's already banged up.
Tiffany.
I mean, she can't stay healthy. I mean, Rhea Ripley is a great talent,
yeah,
one of the best. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to break it down in Mania to a three-way with her and Liv Morgan and Iona Sky. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I was saying, maybe. You know, there are names that aren't on this list that could definitely match up with her. Tiffany Stratton and Charlotte Flair. Charlotte's returning to WrestleMania. It's exciting to see.
Yeah, the queen returns, and she's going to take her throne. And I think that Tiffany Stratton's world championship is in jeopardy.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I think Flair's the best in the business.
Yeah.
Charlotte Flair. It's none better.
And Uso.
And, she'll take it.
Uso versus Gunther, the last match we've got here.
Uso's going to win him a title.
Yeah.
He's going to be he's going to finally be main event Jey Uso.
Dropping the title.
Great guy.
Dropping the title after they got you out of your home country. That's what you're saying?
Who, Gunther?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no home cooking here, brother. You're in Vegas. No home cooking. Oh, that's easy. Your old foo-foo, Dido Francais boys. Your little Canadian, disrespectful idiots they are. And they got their ass whipped. They 3 fights in 9 seconds. Can you imagine that?
I don't have to imagine it, Eddie. I watched it.
So that way you get the ratings up, you get things moving, and you get asses moving from France right on their ass. And that's a good thing.
Absolutely. It's been, if you're not a hockey fan, USA plays Canada. They are not happy with each other. There may be more fights because I promise you the fans in Boston are going to boo the Canadian national anthem. But Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing All Over the World.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, WrestleMania is coming up, and it's going to be a good one. And it always is. They have a good blow off, you know, and then they fire a bunch of guys. And so it's it ought to be interesting this year. I can't wait for baseball. Baseball's heating up. You know, we need some springtime. It's a little cold where I'm at right now. So it's, you know, I can't stand that.
Well, I'll say this. The NBA, with the trades that happened, there's a lot of drama going on over there. NBA season's at its halfway point. Hockey, if you love it like I do, it's at its halfway point. Baseball getting ready to kick off. College baseball, which I also pay very close attention to, is kicking off. It's a great time in sports. The Super Bowl letdown is big for everybody who's a big sports fan, but there's so much still going on that if you love sports, you can definitely find something to watch.
Well, yeah, I mean, you make yourself exciting. I mean, you got professional wrestling. That's the best thing going. You know what's coming up at February 27th? You got the Combine in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I mean, you got some stuff happening. So you need to stay tuned. And you'll hear all the news right here with Mouthing Off, believe me.
We are definitely not going to stop talking about sports here on Mouthing Off. That's what we do every week for you. We appreciate all of our listeners. And we got into the NFL today. We didn't touch the NBA as much as I thought we were going to because we went a little long on that that Four Nations tournament.
I thought you were sick of the NBA for a little while. You've been shacked up with them for a week.
I'm actually excited about the NBA because this Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis trade, I feel like we may see.
Wasn't even one of them playing. They're like on vacation. They get a big trade and they don't play.
I know.
What the hell is that? That's that foo-foo basketball crap. They only play the last 5 minutes of a damn game. So if you want to go to an NBA game, show up the fourth quarter, then you see them play.
Well, it turns out that Anthony Davis is hurt, but that's not a surprise. And also the reason why.
He was born hurt.
The Dallas Mavericks wanted to move on from Luka Doncic is because they think that he's going to be fat and out of shape in 2 years, and they may be right. We don't know, but we got to run, Eddie. Tell him goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, Mr. Congeniality there. The Continental Lover saying, so long, everybody.